At Mandy and Gabe's wedding, I met Eugene and Nina Bressenden. They are from Russia, and so let's see if we can meet them here. Hello, Eugene.
I'm Eugene Bressenden, and I'm very happy to meet additional friends at the common friends of family Dortignac.
And here's Nina, Eugene's wife. And hello, where are you from?
Hi, I'm Nina Bressenden. I'm actually from Russia, and I was born in Middle Asia. And I'm so happy I'm here and have a lot of friends and brother and sister in the Christ.
And Eugene and Nina, a long time ago, our family sponsored some immigrants from the Ukraine in the late 80s. And our church in Portland, Oregon, actually worked with a Russian church to have a 1,000-member Russian church meet at our church facilities on Sunday afternoon. We had a lot of friends who sponsored Russian immigrant families. Do you know anything about the Russian immigrant movement of Christians from Russia?
Yes, I actually do. It's happened that our family immigrated from Soviet Union in 1975, and we were the first family left Russia for religious reason, actually religious persecution. Because we were the first family, Russian Christian who want to immigrate sent me commission to represent them in the West in all government and public bodies and promote a way that immigration would be possible. And it took me 12 years to go from government to government in the world, Israeli government, Swedish, German, Canada, Australia, and finally, after rejection of those governments to issue exit visa or intercede on their behalf, I concentrate my effort to arrange the visas from United States government, and I appeal to every president, from President Ford, Carter, President Reagan, until in the second term of President Reagan presidency. He was much involved and put a lot of pressure on the Russian government that the Russian government should release Christians who want to immigrate on the ground of religious persecution, and that's how immigration started. Since that time, I took less active role and let them settle in the United States, let them conduct their own lives, let them succeed or fail, whatever they want, and I actually pull back from my active state. Right now, we as a family travel to different communities in states of United States, mostly in Oregon, Washington, Alaska, New York, and visited those communities, and we are so happy they are prosperous, they are glad that they came. I didn't hear yet one who seriously wants to return back. And the most striking thing that was amazed me, even I work longer there, is the expression of President Reagan when he talked to Gorbachev, when they bargained for immigration of Russian Christian. Gorbachev said to him, I agree to release Christian with one condition. And President Reagan said, what is that? And Gorbachev said, please don't implicate it as a second exodus, meaning first exodus was exodus Jews from Egypt. And President Reagan replies was, I won't even crow about it. He didn't want to take credit for it, that he put a lot of efforts and put a lot of pressure, and he recognized God's power behind it, and he was just a working figure behind it, and he never mentioned that it was Exodus, but it was really the Exodus unparalleled with any movement of Russian people in mass number as it was during the exodus of Jews from Egypt or Russian from Soviet Union.
So, Eugene, have you or Nina ever had a religious persecution in Russia before you came here?
Yes, it was in various forms. For example, Christian were not allowed to have higher education and allowed to work only on the blue-collar work level. I was denied when I to enroll in the college to have a construction profession, either electrical engineer or builder, because simply because I'm not a member of Communist Party Young League, Komsomol, and I was firm in my Christian belief, and they deny me that education. Also, Christian were held in the lower-paying jobs. Even the job was comparable to other workers demanding higher pay for that particular job. Christian were denying that higher pay. There was never promotion to be in the managerial position. But worst of all, during the sort of a wave of persecution that usually happened every 5 years or 7 years, Christian was put in prison, concentration camps, mental institutions, and fired from the job in the mass movement. So that led Christian to think that they're a stranger in their homeland, and they want to immigrate from that land to the freedom, to the country that would provide them religious freedom.
Eugene, do you know anybody who is actually imprisoned for religious reasons?
Yes. In fact, my mother was in prison. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison during the Stalin time, and she spent 6 years before Stalin died, and then sentence was reversed. They recognized she was innocent all that time, but she was already spent 6 years. When I grew up, at that time I was in the state orphanage because my father died during the World War II, and my mother was the only parent that would take care of me. Even I have distant relatives that were willing to take me in their family. The government wanted me to put in orphanage in order to re-educate me. And they, when I grew up and become the members of the church, they arrested me and I spent 3 years in prison. And I know very many other Christians, my personal friends and also acquaintances, and even those people that I didn't want personally close enough, I know hundreds of people were in prison that I know of.
Nina, I understand that your grandparents are actually from the Ukraine. What is the exact reason your family moved to Kazakhstan?
I'm not born that time, nor how I hear from my parents. My parents moved just recently after revolution, because an Ukrainian and take it everything from the people, food, including last piece of bread and grain, what they needed to using like seeds for next year, and that's very hungry come over that time. I don't know what time exactly in my grandparents and moving to the Middle Asia, Almaty, when I born. That's, we avoid for that problem. And World War II, and also they have to a lot of problem for that side. We not... we not about World War II. We don't know what that time. At least, even we have to hard time for the feed family and everything. No, I was young that time.
Eugene, so I guess your wife's family's insight prevented them from having the hunger problems in the Ukraine.
Yes, though her parents were not highly educated, but they have a street wisdom, so to speak, that they foresee that it's inevitable, and they didn't want to fight because it was useless fight, and they just move out of that area away from the government influence as much as it was in the Central Republics of Russia to the outskirts of Russian influence. Even it was a part of Russian territory, but they still hold their own Muslim religion and their tribal way of life. It was much more safer in that republic. then it would be in Ukraine. And sure enough, they were right in doing so. Later on, it became international known fact that during Khrushchev time, to break the will of Ukrainian people independence, they induce artificial famine in the following spring when they confiscated all the grain, that even designed for the seeding next year, 15 million Ukrainians died from starvation.
So you're saying that your wife's family left Ukraine, and with the good wisdom that they had, it made it so that they avoided the famine that actually killed 15 million people in their previous land?
Yes.
Eugene, do I understand that a lot of the immigrants to the United States actually came through Italy with the influence from the Pope, and thus you helped the situation with your negotiations with the Pope?
Well, at that time, there wasn't any legal way to adopt large group of people, and there was wasn't any provision in the legal system of United States to adopt people just because they want to immigrate from one country to another. The only possible way was to have visas from relatives or communities or universities on scientific ground or employment ground, not on religious ground. So Russian Christian didn't have relatives abroad. Their education was not existing as qualified them as a scientist or engineer or rare profession. So the way it was organized, that because of principal agreement between Gorbachev and President Reagan, that they Russia would allow them to leave and United States accept them, it was designed that they would go to the intermediate country like Austria or Italy. Then the people would be screened and check on the medical condition, and they would be admitted as a special invitation to United States from Italy rather than from Soviet Union. However, later on it was designed to make a straight line from Moscow to New York, and then Italy was abandoned as a intermediate stopover. However, at that time, before that time in 82, I talked to Pope that most likely Christian will come from Russia to Italy before they would come to another country. And I asked Pope to cooperate and give help to immigrants while they were staying in Italy. And he promised. And when immigration happened to in 82, I'm sorry, in 88, then Catholic Church, under the direction of the Pope, was providing a lot of help to passing immigrants, and they show a lot of hospitality, a lot of efforts to help them in any way.
So, Eugene, thank you for all your help for the world in helping the Christians who have immigrated from Russia to have more religious freedoms in other parts of the world.
Well, as Bible said, we are slaves, unworthy to do. We did what was required for us to do, and I was the part of that big movement. And I'm not the only sole source for helping them. Thousands of people were involved around the world in order to put pressure on the Russian government to help them on the way when they were released finally, and also to help them to establish in the new countries that they were settling.
Thank you, Eugene.
До свидания, and I'm very glad to have two people in America, like all of them, you and friends, and this is another for me, brother and sister. I take care of us. Bye.